Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, August 30th, 2010. Vice Mayor is running just a few minutes late. I think he got caught in traffic, so asked to be excused for the first few minutes. We'll move ahead with the first item, which is to review the agenda for tonight's meeting. Anything on page 2? Page 3? Page 4, Mr. Brady?
Yes, Mayor.
Mayor and Council, we'd like to pull item 6, item related to CMC Steel, both the zoning as well as the development agreement. Just some language changes that need to be adjusted before Council takes action that are agreeable to both parties that we need to make sure are included here before Council takes final action. So we'll just pull it from tonight's agenda and bring it back for later consideration.
So since we're making change to that, we'll have to reintroduce the zoning ordinance?
No.
Mayor, Council, it's within the development agreement. The zoning is okay. They just go together.
We just want them to go through together.
Right. And if we could actually continue those, I think, to September
13th. We want to do that. Okay, that's even better.
Then we don't have to renotice because we'll continue to September 13th.
Is that okay with Council? We can do that.
Continue.
Just ask for continuance.
To 9:15. That's both of those items, right?
13.
That is correct. 13. Yeah. 13. Okay. Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, on page 3, ASU Polytechnic campus roadway was deleted. What's going on with that?
Mayor and Council, we are having to address some right-of-way issues and the dedication of right-of-way with ASU to get acceptable language and making sure the city is protected before we put improvements into right-of-way that's designated for the city. And so that's become an issue recently, and so we've before we commit dollars, city dollars or bond project dollars, we're waiting for ASU to get clarification on their ability to dedicate right-of-way for these projects.
Does this have to do with their landscaping along the front?
No, it has to do with the right-of-way.
The right-of-way, all right, so it's really a separate issue.
Yeah, and how that in the form in which that will be dedicated to city for its utilities and for street improvements.
Okay, do we anticipate that will take too long?
You know, there's attorneys that are meeting on this and trying to get acceptable
form. ASU
had this conveyed to them by the federal
government. What the billing rate is.
They had the, ASU had the property was previously federal property, so they had it conveyed to them, and then we have to then receive the right of way for our purposes. So
it's federal property conveyance and attorneys
going on in order to make sure that works. Yes.
Okay. Does that impact their? They anticipate doing some construction next year of dorms. Do we anticipate any problems related to that because of a delay?
Ms. Huning.
Hi, Beth.
Good afternoon.
Enlighten us, please.
Yeah. Let's see if I can do that. Yes, we are working with them to begin construction next summer. There are a couple of issues we need to work out with the project design and resolve the right-of-way. That is federally encumbered land, and we have to go through a specific process, which is kind of long and detailed. And we're working with them right now to resolve those issues related to that so we can actually get right-of-way, because we want right-of-way as opposed to an easement or something like that. So that's what we're working with them right now.
Okay. So most of the streets, as I look at it, the Polytechnic, Sossaman is our right-of-way, correct?
Mm-hmm. Part of it is, and part of it is not.
Part of it? Okay.
Part of it is actually an easement that was granted to us under the feds from the airport, from the airport itself. So, and that's something we're working on as well too right now.
Because I guess if we get to, you know, the full ring road and all those other things, and the question is like Williamsfield when it comes in,
mm-hmm.
is that all a private road or is that, or when I say private road, it's a non-city right-of-way road?
Yeah, it's a actually kind of shared ownership. If you remember right, the golf course is right there, which is actually owned by the Gila River Indian community.
Yeah.
And so there's some shared right-of-way through there. So we've got a variety of issues to work through on the right-of-way.
And then I'm assuming all the little side roads and everything are we don't have any interest in at this time.
No, we do not.
Because those are completely ASU's type of thing.
There's a... You know, there's some other things we're working through, too. We want to give them ownership of all the water lines inside the loop.
Right.
And then just connect them with meters. So that's one issue that we're still kind of talking about and working through.
Rather than having us meter buildings, we just meter the campus, and they can do what they want inside.
Inside.
Gotcha.
So we're working through a couple of those things before we proceed on with construction. We want to be sure we have them all ironed out.
Okay. Anything else, Councilor? Okay, page 5, Councilmember Richens.
Actually, the staff member on a particular issue on page 2 wasn't here when I wanted to ask about it. And I see him here. Could you indulge me to go back to page 2?
No.
Okay, the entire agenda is open now. Any page you want, you can have. Which item on page 2?
3A on the fire driver training simulator. I'd ask a question of staff about ongoing software upgrade costs and hardware upgrades over the life of the simulator.
And, Ms. Mary?
And I don't think they got a chance to get back to me, and so I saw you come, so
perfect.
I'm sure you're ready.
Mayor, Councilmember Richens, we did check on that, and there is going to be no ongoing cost because it's a web-based, and the upgrades are automatic, and it's included in the initial contract.
Thank you.
So as long as you keep putting the quarter in the slot, it keeps working.
That's right.
It's 50 cents.
In this, those aren't arcade? No, okay.
I got it.
He was trying to ignore me. Okay, page 5. Anything on page 5? Great. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. We had a very nice ribbon cutting ceremony in Vice Mayor Jones' district. Handed over the keys ceremony. It was another one of the neighborhood stabilization program projects where we've taken older homes, rehabilitated them, turned them back over into the community to help fight foreclosures and blight. This one was a special project. The house has been sitting vacant for 2 years because it had caught fire in April of 2010. It's been sitting vacant ever since. I'm sorry, 2008. This is 2010. So it's been sitting vacant for 2 years. The same homeowner. This time we reconstructed the house and we included a residential fire sprinkler system in the house so that that type of event doesn't happen again, at least at that home. This is the 12th home now in the neighborhood stabilization project that has included fire sprinklers in it, and there are 14 others, I believe, that will be included in the near future. And I hear your home has fire sprinklers as well.
That it does, sir.
I'd be jealous.
Thank you. Hasn't burned down yet.
We're here for you, man.
Okay. Anything else? Get later. Councilmember Finter.
Had the opportunity to ride with the SWAT team last Thursday evening. They were doing high-risk search warrants. Amazing professionals going through. They took dangerous folks off the Mesa streets that have been involved, allegedly been involved in a drive-by shooting, and had an opportunity to spend a few hours with them and see how things work. And I just got to tell you, my thanks and hats off to our new chief, police chief, and what he's accomplishing there and some of the reorganization. And can't say enough good things about those individuals on the SWAT team and the risks they take. And so I think the Mesa citizens, I know the Mesa citizens are well served by their actions. So thank you.
It was a busy night that night, Councilman Findar here.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, the council member forgot to mention that he saved a man's life that night by providing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to somebody who had expired and was able to be transferred to the hospital in breathing again. So without you being out there that night, we would have lost a citizen. So thank you, sir.
You did remember something from that old training, didn't you?
It was a 31-year-old woman that had stopped breathing, no heartbeat. And you know what's amazing? The advanced system that we had, riding with a SWAT officer headed back, The computer actually recognized we were 30 seconds away, directed us in on the computer screen to be able to get there, and just a tragic, potentially tragic situation. Have the fire crew there within two and a half minutes, and this is a fairly young lady, a young woman that had had a difficult circumstance, and just to be a part of that whole process in such a short timeline, we are second to none in this United States of the services that are provided to the citizens. So very small part. The ladder, you know, just a little side note, ladder 206 crew, they actually, that is their fourth save in a row. And so they're using some new procedures, IO system, the monitoring that the citizens have bought for them, the monitor system. It's just amazing. I'm wowed, and I've been out for a while, so just to be able to see how fast that whole situation went. So I appreciate Chief Mensch.
And no, it is not part of the new budget program to send city council members around to safety.
A new TRB program.
It was just, yeah, it was. The Finter plan does not apply. We were just fortuitous that you were there. Fortuitous, I love using that word. It sounds intelligent, but we know otherwise. You had that for lunch, huh? But thank you. I think so. Item 3 on the menu. But congratulations. You're being far too humble. Thank you. It was great you were there. And that, I'm sure that woman is extremely pleased. All I know is all I heard today was from the police department. They were certainly impressed. So glad you were there. Thank you. Anything else? Great. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to enter into executive session. Have it from the Vice Mayor. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped one. Hi, Mr. Brady. I forgot you. I apologize. I was still overwhelmed by the story.
It really was. It's a very impressive story. The text I got this week.
It would have been nice to end it on that note, but we'll end with you.
I know. I apologize.
Go right in, Mr. Brady.
Just remind the council, we do tomorrow evening. The mayor is having a conversation with the community from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Hawthorne Elementary School. So invite everyone to join in there. That's in that area, and then also Wednesday evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Council member Higgins and the staff are hosting a fly friendly program open house at Falcon Field. Again, it's at 6 to 7:30, and they'll be at the Commemorative Air Force Museum. So we invite the neighbors and residents in that area to join us Wednesday evening for that. And then council, if you don't mind, if I could just to announce the continuation of our Mesa hydration donation program. We've continued it. It was to conclude on August 27th. We're extending it to Friday, September 17th, and we ask that we continue to get donations of bottles of water. You can drop those off at the same locations before, which would be the Mesa Fire Department Volunteer Center, which is located behind Fire Station 206 at Lindsay and Adobe, the Red Mountain Multi-Generational Center, which is further east, and then the United Food Bank also, which is located north of Broadway between Extension and Alma School, is also a drop-off place for the hydration program. So we encourage individuals, if they could. The temperatures, while may have tempered a little bit recently, they're still very hot for those who have to be homeless or unsheltered in the heat. So we encourage continued donations through Friday, September 17th. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to echo that invitation. Anyone wants to come out, I'll be at Hawthorne Elementary tomorrow night. For all those of you who write me love notes all the time, now's the time to come in and have your questions answered in person. So any subjects on the table, please come on out and take advantage of this opportunity. Look forward to it. Really enjoy those. So thank you. We have a motion to enter into executive session from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are now in executive session. Well, we'll move into executive session. Thank you very much. We'll see you upstairs in about a half an hour.